you got, Hank?
Not necessarily the news.
We got this. A Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Because it's what plants crave.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. You're my co-pilots today. You're like little chat GPTs of the show. Look at you. Well, our lead story tonight is still the, and why wouldn't it be, the Taylor Swift album news that dropped overnight leading into yesterday's show. I know I'm still clutching my nearest orange object. Seriously, everything's going to be orange. That's the whole thing. Orange this, everything. You go to Google and you just Google Taylor Swift and like orange things just blow up all over the screen. Get ready for this. So The Life of a Showgirl is going to be your new album. And this is believed to be the first Taylor Swift album that did not originate, though, from a breakup. Or did it? Uh-oh, Travis. Either way, our best of the lucky couple. He did not, on the podcast, propose to her, unfortunately.
And I'll write your name.
Yeah, she will. So, number one, though, right now, and your kids may be singing it, and actually, even at the bank the other day, it turns out the teller knew about the K-pop Demon Hunters. This is streaming on Netflix. The kiddo has, I would say, forced me to watch it, but I have seen it. And they have the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100.
We're going up, up, up,
and it's a catchy little tune. It's K-pop Demon Hunters. It's the first song since, like, We Don't Talk About Bruno that came from a fictional source. So these are real people. That's at least not AI singing it there. But they say they're going to re-release it, but release it specifically in theaters so everybody can sing along to it. And these are coming up showings on the 23rd and 24th. So about a week and a half from now at select theaters. Get ready there to be drugged to the theater there. Now, Miranda, let more of our music. Miranda Lambert, she's gathering a whole roster, all her Texas buddies, for her official flood relief concert. She's been associated with several of them, of course, and appeared on them. And now she's getting hers together. Band Together Texas. This will take place down in Austin at the Moody Center coming up very quickly this upcoming Sunday, the 17th. So it'll begin 7 o'clock. And if you can't get down there, which you can get tickets, bandtogethertexas.com. But Parker McCollum and a whole bunch more are going to be on this. She will stream it live on her YouTube channel there, and you can make donations as well. For those that stream now the Hallmark movies, and I think that was one of the casualties, Mom, of the streaming world, as my parents switched over, that Mom has lost all the Hallmark movies access. I'm sure there's a Hallmark streaming app for that. But this one is coming, a Grand Ole Opry Christmas. Of course, Grand Ole Opry celebrating its 100th year this year in 2025. And they are during the 16th annual Countdown to Christmas. Grand Ole Opry Christmas will premiere. And it will include music from Brad Paisley, who will write music especially for this. And if Kimberly Williams Paisley is not starring in this, then Hallmark missed the boat. Dana White of the UFC yesterday at the White House says UFC fight night next year on the 4th of July is, quote, absolutely going to happen. And expect upwards of 20,000 spectators there on the White House grounds to stage this UFC match to celebrate 250 years. Of American independence. Because what better way with a UFC fight? So he says that's absolutely going to happen. You can watch it live on CBS, already saying that. When it comes to sports also, we mentioned Xfinity Series driver Connor Zillish in NASCAR won the race at Watkins Glen, got to victory lane, and as they all do, stood on his door panel there, the window, but slipped on the window netting and broke his collarbone. Took a header immediately out of there, and he's out. He's out of the car, fresh off of winning that race. Well, now NASCAR has officially said from here on out, NASCAR drivers in all their series will not be allowed to stand on their cars anymore after winning a race. They used to be able to, like Dale Earnhardt won, remember, Daytona 500. He got on the car. Well, they can't do that because they got to measure the car for regulations and stuff afterwards, and that would cave it in, so they couldn't do that. And now they can't even stand on the thing. This is why we can't have nice things. But we may have one of the worst movies ever made in modern times. It is streaming live, I believe, on Amazon Prime Video. It's the latest adaption of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. It stars Ice Cube, so there you go. And it has now achieved a 0% score on Rotten Tomatoes, causing them to name it one of the 100 worst movies ever made, as Ice Cube plays a Homeland Security surveillance and threat assessment expert who witnesses the entire events play out on a computer screen in front of him. They say it's the worst movie of life. Did they watch K-Pop Demon Hunters? Announced this late in the show yesterday, but out there in Bakersfield, California, Buck Owens' legendary Crystal Palace, 2 years shy of being open 3 decades, will be closing rather suddenly. The family announced this a couple of days ago. Word got out yesterday, and then they said due to a challenging business climate, they're going to have to shut it down. And the fact that it's probably in Bakersfield. And a man in Italy officially has survived 2 days with a crossbow arrow stuck in his head. Police do describe him as a bit of a wild and crazy guy.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.